Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
So we've had 2 whole weeks worth of life changes.
Not really.
Life changes and yet not, as it goes sometimes when you get into your 30s.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yes, things happened, but did they change? Does anything really change?
I don't know. I spent the past weekend with a brand new puppy, so it feels pretty different to me.
Puppies are good.
Tyler with the controversial opinions.
I don't care who hears me say it.
Puppy's good?
Yeah.
And we just lost half our listeners.
Fuck them.
Expand on that.
Listen, puppies are good.
It's not an expansion, that's just repetition.
Puppies are great.
I mean, that is half of branding, though. It's just,
you gotta
it's
get
just
the message
the repetition.
Across. Yeah.
Yeah, just say it. I mean, a lot of, we'll say bad comedians do the same thing, where if a joke isn't funny the first time, you just say it again.
Louder.
Louder. Maybe then people will laugh.
Are you also flashing back to that time that we saw Danny do stand-up and there was that older fellow with the beard who was, like, telling someone else's jokes but badly, and then he wiggled his butt at the audience, and they laughed at that, so he just spent the rest of his time wiggling the butt at the audience?
I blocked that out. I was thinking of a comedian, because our college would sometimes get comedians or other performers to come and do stuff for us, for us students, to keep us entertained.
There was limit, like, otherwise we'd push over the deer and the cows, so they had to keep us controlled somehow.
Yeah. And they got a comedian who very much subscribed to this philosophy, because he could tell the jokes weren't working the first time, and so he would just yell them, like, louder in, like, a weird voice. And it seemed to get more traction. I remember he told a joke that ended in the phrase, "Go save the princess, Zelda." And, like, obviously, I know that's wrong. And, like, you can get into, and, like a bunch of friends and I looked at each other like, how dare this man get a video James thing incorrectly?
Didn't even lore write for your fucking joke.
And then I kind of cycled out of, like, well, who cares? It's a joke. And then I circled back around to, like, you didn't even Google it. Like it does indicate that, like you're not aware of this clearly, but, like, you wrote a joke about a thing that you obviously didn't even search for. Like, any cursory search should tell you that that's wrong. And, like, it doesn't, like, am I offended? No. But, like, if you're gonna, like, write a punchline, shouldn't
that's what
you
you're
at
gonna
least,
hinge on?
Yeah, if you're gonna write a punchline, shouldn't you at least, like, look up what you're referencing and make sure that you're right? Because if people know you're wrong, then it just sucks.
It's moot. Yeah.
What if he's going for, like, shock humor?
I don't think he, well,
like, outrage humor. Like, I'm gonna get them nerds mad at me, and they'll remember me forever and talk about me on their podcast 10 years later.
It's a unique attempt at humor because it is devoid of it.
Right, like it's possible, but it doesn't feel compelling to
me. It's avant-garde neo-dadaist humor.
Truly.
Somebody at one of those what do you call them? The open mics.
Yeah.
Also made a joke about the band. Is it Warren?
There is one
who does Cherry Pie.
Warrant. Yes.
Warrant. Yes. Warrant, who does Cherry Pie, and, like, criticized
Warrant
them.
Of the Cherry Pie.
Yeah, and criticized them for putting out, like, this butt rock song, which it is, but characterized them as, like, oh yeah, like, these guys thought that, like, that was cool and sophisticated, and, like, well, they didn't, they hated it. Like, they did it because they needed a commercial success, so
and
they could
boy,
keep
did
writing.
They get one.
Yeah, so they could keep writing, like weird avant-garde jazz rock stuff, which was, like, what they were into. And it just, it's just another case of, like, it doesn't matter.
It's like
really,
listicles.
But, like, Yeah, but like, I know you're wrong, and because I know you're wrong, like, this joke falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe, I don't know how many people, I don't know why I know that, honestly. Like, it's stuck in my head somewhere. I don't know where it came from. It feels like a lot of things in my life is like this just kind of mental detritus is here. I don't know where it originated from, but it's here in mine now. What I'm saying is research your jokes.
Floating on a boat in the middle of a sea full of miscellaneous facts. And every now and then one of them floats to the surface next to him.
I'm not going to say that comedy isn't hard, because it is. It definitely is. It's a skill set, and yeah. People work very hard at it, especially when they develop like a structure or a comedy brand or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also go on Twitter, especially this week, and just type in 30 to 50 hogs.
And, right.
And you're going to get gold from every which way. So it makes me even more frustrated with comedians who get upset that people don't get their jokes. Because you didn't try very hard.
Yes.
I don't get the 30 to 50 hogs thing. You guys just said 30 to 50 hogs, shared a thing that made no sense to me. and talked about it like it was all completely clear.
You need to go everywhere. On Twitter, because everybody is talking about 30 to 50 hogs, and it's the best.
It reminds me of Twitter in, like, before.
Yes, exactly. It is the old times, renewed.
Yeah, before it got horrible on that website. Okay, just to briefly fill you in. Jason Isbell, the musician, posted something
Arkansas
about
resident.
About like gun control. And a man, just a random person, as far as I know, responded with what's the exact tweet?
Legit question for rural Americans. How
That's
do I
the
kill
one.
The 30 to 50 feral hogs that run into my yard within 3 to 5 minutes while my small kids play? Thank you,
yes.
Vox.com, for 30 to 50 feral hogs explained the article.
Yes, that was his response. And I guess, like, I don't know how serious this dude is, but that's not, you should not be opening fire on many wild hogs that are in the yard with your kids.
No.
First of all, that's dangerous.
Like, if you thought that we would be like, oh, yeah, go nuts with your gun then, I guess.
There's
that is not the response.
There's already an interactive web game where
of
players
course.
Can defend their small children from 30 to 50 hogs.
There are several tabletop games.
Okay, yes, thank you. Now I understand and I can giggle at this collection that Vox has put together for me and not have to log into Twitter. Thank you, Vox.
Yeah,
if you follow my Twitter, and I know a couple of you do, not many of you, wise, that is the insane ramblings of a person who really likes Catch the Musical and really hates Sonic and the Hedgehog. And that's about it, because I sign onto Twitter maybe once a month to say a random thought and then disappear into the smoke.
Now might be the time. I don't know if it's been long enough, but if you have thoughts on 30 to 50 feral hogs, it might be time to capitalize.
I don't have many thoughts anymore. Did you guys know that puppies need to go out a lot at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Puppies are
they
good.
They don't understand exactly quite how to bathroom, right?
Yeah. So, like, part of me has to listen for signals.
What is the signal?
Whining.
Okay. So at least it's like a before signal and not an after signal.
They don't know how to bathroom good at night, but they do know vampire safety.
Yes.
To whine loudly?
Yes.
Is that vampire safety?
Always carry garlic.
Well, you have to check the perimeter.
Yeah.
And also do a pee.
Okay.
It's two birds with one stone.
Is that why our back porch smells funny, Tyler? Have you been protecting us from vampires?
And doing a pee.
Okay.
I wake up in the middle of the night whining, which lets me know that vampires are near. So I go out to the porch and I do a pee, and then they aren't near anymore.
Because like, oh,
nobody wants to deal with that. Not even vampires.
If you drink like a
also,
lot
also, I've
of
heard
garlic.
About vampires in like streams or something.
Yeah,
I might
have
gotten
cross-running. They can't cross moving water.
I might have been unclear on that.
Now that's a powerful weapon. against a vampire, a running stream you can take with you.
Yeah.
See, puppies are good. You just squeeze a stream out of them in the middle of the night. No more vampires.
Yeah, there's like a 90% chance they are filled with piss. I just kind of any given moment, like you've probably got a loaded dog on your hands.
They do have a reservoir that does appear to be like bag of holding levels.
Nigh limitless, yes. How has training this dog gone, or what are you doing to it?
Well, my interactions with puppies have been excitedly pointing at one from like across the street,
perhaps through a window, yeah, and inquiring its value,
and occasionally petting. yes, Tyler. occasionally petting one that shows up at a booth. Someone did have a tiny puppy in her bag, like a secret puppy, at the last show I did, which was an indoor show. But this puppy was very well trained.
Did you ask her why?
Apparently the puppy's just like super young, like not adoptable young yet, and needs to be constantly monitored.
That sounds like someone who's afraid to say vampire.
Probably. But this tiny puppy was way better behaved than the adult service dog claimed to be of the lady across from me that peed on the neighbor's booth and products. So it was a good puppy. And that other puppy's a good puppy, too. Their owners just should stop lying about the level of training. And it's possible that puppy had training, but the owners didn't have training, so the puppy lost all training. And the other service dog in the room was fine and legitimate. No one knew he was there until he stood up, because he was gigantic. So yeah, that's been my interaction with puppies before this, so this is a whole new experience. Cats you put in a litter box, and then they have figured it out, and they're fine. That's how you train a cat. Like, look, here's sand, and they're like, look, dude, gotcha. We don't need to talk about this anymore. Poop goes in there. We're good. Unless you piss me off, then poop goes where I want it to, and I will tell you about it. So you just have to stay on the good side of a cat. She's pretty smart. She's pretty good at this. Too smart for her own good. She learned that if she goes and grabs her harness, we'll take her outside to go potty. So this happens about 7 times every hour.
Because it also ends in treats. Because it also ends in treats.
It doesn't always anymore, but yeah, it does. There's now that's a gamble.
Thing. Right.
So we have made her a gambling addict. So we gotta like recalibrate a little bit.
The dog
all it takes is once.
Yeah.
If Dare taught me anything.
Did Dare teach you about gambling? Did the Dare lie and be like, don't go to Vegas? Because only will you drink some drugs, you will do slots.
No, the Dare Lion taught him to gamble.
Yeah.
Instead of drugs.
Yeah, the Dare Lion took me to my first casino.
It's like, look, you could have cocaine or you could have all of these shiny lights. They both cost you the same amount of money and mental health.
Yeah, I said, don't spend all your money on drugs. Spend it with me.
And then you'll have more money for more drugs later.
Let me teach you about savings accounts.
We're going to multiply the earnings first.
Compound interest.
And
for
then
drugs.
We drugs, Gordy. Then we drugs.
Yeah, it was it was an unusual program.
But you did learn a lot about investing.
I learned a lot about question mark.
Interest rates.
Yes, I would have rather learned about investing in interest rates, honestly.
Wouldn't it be
fun if
they hid the finance stuff in a cool lion's lesson about drugs?
What? Would it?
I don't think it would. It would be better if those things were clear.
No, I think they should. Yeah, I think they should clearly label what is what.
They're already pretty obfuscated.
Well, like, if they're like, look, you can spend $60 on a dime bag of whatever drug goes for that on the market right now and enjoy 10 minutes of pretty colors and 30 years of brain damage, or you can put $60 into a bank and in that same 30 years it will equal this many dollars, and then you learn about not doing drugs and personal finance at the same time and you're 7.
Or so put that $60 on black. And in 20 minutes, what do you got? Probably nothing.
So this is another two birds, one stone approach, and I'm always in favor of those.
Look, there's a lot of information to cram into children in a very limited time.
Right, we need to get efficient about it.
Yeah, because we waste a lot of time in testing, so we have to take what time we've got left and just cram as much going on. Drugs are bad, investing is good. Save for retirement, don't shoot people in the hood? I don't know. What? Dare Lions rhymed, right? I ran out of words.
Dare Lions rhymed? I don't recall.
That was the age where everything was a rap, I just assumed.
I mean, I believe you, but I have excised all of the Dare Lions teachings so that I could properly crime weave.
Of Dare Lion was finding stickers of Dare Lion in my closet some years later. That is the only memory of Dare Lion I have. But I'm assuming, based on the fact that it was the 90s and that every educational thing about don't do what the cool kids want you to do because it's drugs and it's bad had a rap attached to it.
I remember that we got to drive a golf cart wearing like the goggles that simulate drunkenness, and it was a really like fun day. And which was probably not sending the right
message. Yeah, that sounds pretty purpose defeating.
Yeah, you know what we got to do, Gordy?
No.
We got to watch a video of people riding a golf cart with those glasses on. That's what
we
got to
see
do.
Gordy doing it.
Yeah, we did.
It was a live feed.
They didn't do any interactive stuff because we had like 40 to 100 trailers in the back of our school, so there's too many kids to do things with.
No.
They just had to show videos of other kids enjoying their day and learning with hands-on experience and be like, don't do it. Here's a slide of a terrible car accident. Let's talk about death for 30 minutes.
And then algebra.
Yep, right. Then it's time for algebra.
Then you go back to reading Heart of Darkness.
That is the one assigned reading I did not finish.
Heart of Darkness.
All my years of school, that was the one.
Just watch Apocalypse Now, it's better.
Happily ever after. Shall live happily ever after.